The initiate must undergo some sort of change, whether it be a trial of arms, a survival challenge, or increasing responsibility. The transition phase is the time where the participant learns the appropriate behavior for the new stage she is entering. Whatever the transition event is, the person is different when he emerges from what he was when he began. Finally, during incorporation, the young man or woman is welcomed back into the larger society, hopefully as a transformed person with a new sense of purpose and mission. This last phase takes place when the young person is formally admitted into the new role, and it often features a ceremony of some sort. Be a Marine. In a way, my experience in Marine Corps boot camp was a rite of passage. During separation, I left my family and everything I knew, and I journeyed to Parris Island, South Carolina, the Marine boot camp of legend. Upon getting off the bus to the shouts of Marine drill instructors, I was ushered through a door that read, "Through these portals pass candidates for the world's finest fighting force." I was truly separated, in a world where we recruits could never do anything fast enough or right enough. I have to confess that early on I found myself asking, "Mama, what have I done?" Parris Island is not separated just in the sense that you are cut off from your past. It is literally separated from the U.S. mainland, joined only by a single causeway, guarded by an armed sentry. During transition, I was slowly molded into a U.S. Marine. It was a long, arduous process with a lot of long days involving hours in the field, in classrooms, and on the grinder. That's what Marines call the large parade deck where close-order drill takes place. But slowly, through the three phases of Marine Corps recruit training, I was changing from a civilian with civilian habits into a Marine with Marine habits. Finally, months later, came the day for graduation, when I would be fully incorporated into the Marine Corps. On that day, I was granted the title U.S. Marine for the first time. During boot camp, we were called only recruit, private, or words I can't repeat here, but never Marine. That title had to be earned. On that day of incorporation, I joined a fighting force with a rich 200-year tradition and the esprit de corps and camaraderie that comes with it. I was now a member of something much larger than myself, with an entire tradition of honor, courage, and commitment to uphold. Equally important to me was the moment when I was also reintroduced to the welcoming embrace of my family. Becoming a man inspired.